Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Hey guys, it's your boy, Luis J. Gomez, the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake. Thank you for listening to the Real Ass Podcast. You should know that we have over 330 episodes available on demand whenever you want to watch them. The latest 15 episodes are always on iTunes and YouTube, but you can get every episode we've ever done of this show, plus a ton of other amazing podcasts like Legion of Skanks, High Society Radio, Believe You Me, and many more by going to gasdigitalnetwork.com and signing up for the premium service. Use promo code RAP, you get a 14-day free trial, plus you save $1.50 a month. Not only do you have access to the complete on-demand library, but you also get pre-release of the episodes, ad-free episodes, uncensored, the live chat, message boards, and more member benefits. Once again, that is gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP when you sign up for a free trial.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Luis J. Gomez.
We're from Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double-teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Volume on this. I'm a winner. Once again, guys.
My favorite part about that was waiting for the chorus. You going, man, I thought the chorus kicked in sooner than the song. You're just bullshitting, saving time.
Shut up. Shut the fuck up, Zach. I'm winning. I'm winning. Thank you for everyone that came out last night to the Cutting Room here in New York City. I laid down a history-making hour of comedy. I'm very happy with the final product. Well, I shouldn't say the final product. I'm very happy with the live performance. And I want to just take a moment to enjoy being a winner. You know, Shannon, how great was I?
It was awesome. Both
shows.
No,
really, give me some more specific.
You were very funny. You looked great. Crowd loved you.
Harrington, tell me what was your favorite part about last night?
When the chick started flicking Bean in the front row, it was incredible.
It was hot, right?
Yeah.
This is how good I was. Women started to masturbate to my comedy. That's fucking another level, dude. The laughter went down their arms and their hand just uncontrollably started fucking fingering their pussies. I'd say a good 70-80% of the women in the crowd masturbated after all of my punchlines.
It's like one and a half.
They could go twice in a row?
Chris from Brooklyn was there. Chris, what was your favorite part about last night?
It was just a great night all around. The fact that you almost slipped in that squirt on the stage, but you kept it together.
Well, that's the funny part. People thought that I wasn't physically able to keep my body up with the amount of liquids that were all over the front row on the stage. But come on, dog.
It was like a Gallagher show.
Yeah.
But Lewis had the plastic.
Exactly. Robbie Goodwin was there.
I was.
Robbie, do me a favor, Robbie. Really just break down what an incredible job I did last night. Really let the fans know, for everyone who wasn't there, let them know exactly what they missed.
Oh, man, there wasn't a dry seat in the house. Let me tell you that right now. Just women nonstop rushing the stage to suck Lewis's cock. And he was like, no, dude, I got to do comedy.
I was punching him.
It was.
Here's the thing. When women are trying to rape you, I believe that you're allowed to actually physically assault them.
I think that's the law, yeah.
And I was saying no. I was like, no. 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 I was doing fucking really crazy moves. It was pretty progressive overall.
Yeah.
Like, we've turned a corner. I'm hitting women in my special.
Well, it's definitely equality, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, as a feminist, you're hitting women.
Yeah. It's fucking pretty pretty incredible what I did last night. No, but in all seriousness, I was fucking phenomenal. If I'm really breaking it down, it was quite the evening.
Thank you for the honesty.
Yeah. I'm a little bit annoyed, though. See, we were supposed to do this whole show today. Ian Fidance was supposed to be on the show. No offense, Robbie Goodwin. You're awesome. I love you.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. I actually don't like Ian. I like you more than Ian.
Oh,
okay?
Hell yeah.
But Ian was supposed to be at the special last night, and he was supposed to be here today. And then did he cancel, Shannon? When did Ian fucking Fidance? Ian Fidice, who is a literally a loser. I mean, this is not a fucking, this isn't like a cool, this isn't Michael Che or somebody that people respect. This is a fucking loser in comedy, has the nerve to, number one, not show up for my special and fucking have an empty seat that there could have been another person in. But number two, not show up for-
stack three or four chicks in that seat.
Easily, okay? Easily. So when did Ian Fidice cancel on my fucking show, Shannon?
Last night while I was on my way into the city to go see your special. That's when I got the text from him.
Wow, saying, hey, I'm not coming in tomorrow. I have more important things to do. Yeah. What was his reason?
He didn't give me a reason, actually.
I'll go have gay sex.
Yeah, that was exactly probably it.
Yeah.
A man was inside of him at that moment.
I'm going to go have gay sex at an open mic.
Is that your Ian?
Yeah.
Vaguely Australian.
Your Ian's not good. Your Lewis was pretty good.
Yeah. I'm working on it.
All right. Well, we're going to work on it. It's fine. So here's the thing. Look, fucking Chris Brooklyn's here. Robbie Goodwin's here. We're going to get into our plugs in just a second. I need you to get Ian on the horn right now. We need to figure out what the fuck happened here because I'm pretty upset with him right now, and he's on the verge of being banned from all things Gas Digital.
Holy shit.
I have the power to do that. You guys don't
realize. A full-on banning?
A full-on fucking banning, doggy boy.
Damn.
Blacklisting.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll blacklist him from this whole fucking network. And he doesn't understand that I'm powerful enough to probably get him blacklisted from at least three or four other podcasts that are trying to be on this network outside of this network.
Oh, wow.
So, say goodbye to Rad Dudecast, Ian Fidance.
What? Those guys are coming aboard? I love those guys.
He ain't doing book slots, I'll tell you that much. Get Fidice on the fucking horn. I'm furious with this little bitch right now. Fucking crazy. I want to know what's more important than the Real Ass Podcast and Ian Fidance's life. What did he have to do an extra long fucking hour of Nikki Glaser's laundry? Fucking jerk. Fucking jerk. Is he on the horn?
He's on. Harrington's trying to get him right now.
Oh, please. You keep on trying to get him, Harrington. We're going
to
fucking talk about
this. Sleep in today.
Let's get some fucking plugs. Let's get some plugs out of the way. You know, now I'm in a bad mood. I was feeling like a winner during that whole segment. We were talking about all the women that were very honestly and truthfully masturbating in the front row during my jokes.
It happened.
And now I'm in a fucking bad mood.
I'll tell you, last night, one of my favorite things, you just like out of nowhere, we were downstairs before you did the first run through.
Yeah.
And you were like, you know, sometimes you spend 15 years in a business and then you realize that nobody can tell you you can't produce your own special.
It's true. Yeah. They can't take it away from you if you give it to yourself. You know?
Yep.
Yeah, let's get these plugs going. Oh, is FDJ back? Okay.
He didn't answer the first time. He's going to keep calling.
Text him. Let him know we're going to keep on calling this bitch over and over again all
day. Yeah, we need an auto-dialer.
In fact, if he doesn't answer, it's a countdown clock. 23 minutes, we're giving out his phone number. We're going to have the fans start calling him.
Oh,
if he doesn't answer in the next 23 fucking minutes. You think I'm kidding? What's the first number in his phone number?
Three.
Boom.
Good number.
It's probably 347, if you had to guess.
We are in New York.
Oh, he's from Philly, right?
I think he's from Delaware.
Whatever. Whatever he is. Fuck him. Plugs. Robbie Goodwin, what do you got to plug, my friend?
I'm doing some shows in the Bay Area soon in December. Check me out on my website, robbiegoodwin.com. Also, I have a couple videos up. I just roast battled Chloe McGovern. It went really well. It'd be cool to check that out. And I did Stick or Treat. That's up on YouTube, too. Oh, and I'm roast battling this Thursday at New York Comedy Club.
Fuck yeah, you are, doggy. Yeah. Hell yeah, Robbie Goodwin's the man. Chris, what do you got to plug, my friend?
Hi, Saudi Radio. Tuesdays on iTunes, Thursdays at 8 on Gas Digital. We're doing a big Christmas show next week. Also, I can use these plugs for anything, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Go check out Chris Crespo's hand jobs season finale. He's got no hands and he flies a helicopter. He's flying a helicopter. The trailer is on YouTube right now.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I think he's having a party at the creek on the 20th for to debut the finale.
An actual creek.
Just a river.
Garrettson
Creek in Deep Brooklyn. Yeah,
he lives inside of a fucking cave by a creek.
Yeah, you can't call it the creek.
Yeah, you get there and you blow a loot in the ears.
A creek near a cave,
near a nuclear testing facility.
That's why he doesn't have hands.
Oh, fucking shit, Crespo, you weirdo. Zach Amico,
Twitter and Instagram. Zach is not funny. please check out my new show here on the Gas Digital Network, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, every Friday at midnight. Comedians sitting around talking shit while we watch a horror movie.
Fuck yeah. Guys, I got a couple more little road things coming up. February 2nd, I'll be up in Poughkeepsie at Laugh It Up Comedy Club. March, I'm at Uncle Vinny's in Jersey. I got to get the dates on that, but I'll be doing a whole weekend with Justin Silver and Uncle Vinny's. And then I got a lot of stuff coming up as well. I'm going to be going out to London and I believe Manchester, and I'm doing some international shows with Michael Bisping, and I'm going to be setting up some other headlining dates as well around those. So if you guys are in England, maybe even Ireland, maybe Scotland, we're looking at a few different areas right now, but it's definitely happening. We already, the first date is already booked sometime in March. I got to look up the details still, but I'm going to be out in fucking England.
Gypsy fighting like in Snatch?
Possibly. It's, yeah. He's terrifying.
Yeah. Just fight some hooligans.
I got to talk to him about this today. Let me finish plugging. Guys, go to iTunes, leave us a 5-star ranking. Positive review. Check out the other pods. Believe You Me with Bisping. Legion of Skanks, which started it all. And, yeah, that's all I got to plug. That's it, Shannon. Thanks. Good fade out on that, Shannon. No, sarcasm, obviously. Yeah, no, somebody was talking to me. Was it Justin? Yeah, it was Justin. Justin's such a fucking... Justin is a prime example of somebody who has to be right at all times. So he was talking to me about a Krav Maga guy that he knows.
Oh, yeah, yesterday.
And he's like, yeah, dude, this guy, you know, he'll lie to me. Anybody, dude. I don't care if fucking UFC guy, whatever, dude. He just fucking knows how to, do this. And I'm like, dude, are you out of your mind? Do you know what a UFC fighter would do to any Krav Maga instructor
in the fucking world? All Jews, I mean...
Yeah, I mean, seriously, you're talking about Jew fighting. I get it. It's the problem with fucking
the
Jews.
The sport of kings, Jew fighting.
This is the problem with Jews. They really get into this Krav Maga shit, and they're like way too...
That's
like,
not even in the top 10 problems with Jews.
Are you nuts?
Can we run this too? Can we please run this?
We're going to have a whole martial art. You poke them in the eye and run away.
Yeah,
can Nichols be fighting?
Listen, it's fine. I know that these Krav Maga guys are tough, okay? But let me explain to you something about...
He grabbed me by my striped pajamas.
Let me explain to you something.
I don't have a game except the black and white.
Life is beautiful.
UFC fighters specifically. These guys, not only do they know how to fight martial arts in an extreme high level, like their lifelong commitment to martial arts, and they know how to do it to the level where they've gotten into the premier fighting league for it, but they're sparring with other... high-level athletes that are trained to do this. So when Michael Bisping goes and spars, he's not sparring with fucking dumb dipshits.
Except
right?
for that time he did with you.
Yeah, except that one time. Yeah. But the guys who are coming down the Krav Maga Center to learn your fucking stupid moves, it's not high-caliber athletes that are all trying to become world fucking champions. Mm-hmm. Literally any UFC, I think literally any UFC guy would stomp out any Krav Maga instructor.
Well, there is no tournaments in Krav Maga.
They drop them off into Afghanistan. You have to kill 12 Muslims and then you get a medal.
Yeah. But they're all starving to death anyway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, they're easy to kill. Yeah. You know.
And plus, Bisping's just built so different than a human.
Yeah, he's a fucking
His hands,
monster.
It's like the first time he gave me a fist bump, it's like a ham with metal inside.
Dude, he was just getting up and moving entire tables around in restaurants when we were in Vegas. Just nobody will say anything. Yeah.
It just doesn't matter. Yeah. He's fucking terrifying. But yeah, I'll be going out to England with him. So that should be a lot of fun. You know, we'll fucking go tour together. I'm sure that's going to end well.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure you guys will still be friends
afterwards. Two fucking psychos.
Yeah.
And now I know that he only respects people who don't back down from him. I'm going to end up dying. If you back down from him, he doesn't respect you. But then if you take it too far, he'll kill you. So it's a real balancing act with Michael Bisping. I got to be honest with you guys. People don't understand how dangerous of a relationship I have. Okay.
I mean, I talked to Kim, so I get it.
You know what's going on. All right, let's fucking get into some fun stuff. Did we talk about the Kevin Hart stuff on Friday? No, we didn't, right? You still calling fucking Fidice? Ooh, I'm furious with him. What do we got? 17 minutes.
I feel like he must.
Out.
Maybe he is doing another show when we're.
No, he's doing Nikki Glaser's You Up.
Okay.
What time is that fucking show on?
Wait, text Stanley and get the hotline number for that show.
Let's call in.
Doggy, if he's on fucking Nikki Glaser's You Up right now, who we're calling in?
Yeah.
Ooh, we're
Harrington,
calling in.
Call Stanley right now. He'll think I had a heart attack and it's an emergency. If you call
we gotta. Well, listen to me. Where the fuck is Ian Finance's fucking.
Or he'll think he's having a heart attack.
Yeah, he'll just have a heart attack.
40 minutes ago, he tweeted, I'm headlining Caroline's on Broadway, Wednesday, December 19th, 7:30.
Promoting on a way bigger show than the Real Ass Podcast in just a minute.
No, that's... So, look, he didn't tweet anything else. Look up You Up.
It's at 10 a.m. till noon.
Oh.
Is he on You Up right now? Is he on You Up right now? I'm looking it up right... Oh, dude, if he's on You Up right
now. Isn't he the co-host of that show?
No, he's not the fucking co-host of the show.
I don't know.
To start your week,
oh, no, it's
good.
Joe Zimmerman and Andrew Collin, it looks like, today. Ooh. But maybe he doesn't count as, like, a guest. Maybe
can we
he's
listen?
Just helping.
Can we listen in somehow?
Have the app, no.
Who has Sirius?
You sign up for a free trial.
No, I don't have it. Come on, I already
fuck
signed
that
up
Sirius
for it.
XM.
Yeah.
Does anybody have Sirius XM?
I don't know. Who's renting a car right now? Is anybody in the studio renting a car?
Wait, don't we have a car rental sponsor on this network? Can we get some free Sirius?
Yeah. Tweet at us. Let us know if this fucking bitch is on You Up right now with Nikki Glaser. First of all, I'm going to tell you right now, without a doubt, unquestionably, Ian Finance is banned from All Things Gas Digital for 3 months.
Wow.
3 month suspension from All Things Gas Digital. He can do your shows, but he can't come in the fucking studio. I'm dead ass. He can call in. He can do them from the fucking parking lot. I don't give a shit.
He's just right there.
The gas digital parking lot.
I hate him so much. Who fucking cancels on my show? All right.
It's not real ass, that's for sure.
All right. So, Kevin Hart. It's kind of a whirlwind of a story, right? So he was booked to host the Oscars, I believe it was, right?
Yep.
And somebody dug up some old tweets of his where he said fag, and then I guess some old stand-up of his where he was talking about how he would be upset if his son was gay.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, wasn't that the marquee bit in his like first big special?
Yeah, it was right? Like his closer, right?
Yeah, it was like, what, 8 years ago?
He was like, hey, stop, that's gay.
Yeah.
Right? It was the whole thing.
Yeah,
that's
gay.
So
yeah, he got in trouble, and then everyone started, you know, getting on Twitter and saying he should apologize. And I guess the Oscars gave him an ultimatum, right? Am I wrong about this? They gave him an ultimatum and they said, apologize, or we're going to have to pull you from being the host at the Oscars.
Yeah.
So Kevin Hart then, in turn, dipped out from being the host at the Oscars, said, fuck it, I don't want to host the Oscars.
And then apologized anyway.
Then he apologized anyway. I don't understand. Like,
which was weird to apologize anyway.
Yeah.
But he didn't apologize. Here's why I don't really have a problem with Kevin Hart's apology, okay? Because he dipped out anyway, he said, fuck you. I'm not doing this for you. I'm not doing this to keep this job.
Yeah.
I'm not apologizing to the Academy or the Oscars or some fucking assholes on Twitter.
Yeah.
He apologized specifically to people that he's hurt in the LGBT community. I believe he's...
So nobody.
Yeah.
Well, what was the tweet?
People pretending to get mad.
The actual tweet. I think he said, I want to know what the exact words were, but I think
he
apologized.
It was fat fag.
There was one really good one.
He replied to somebody, it was fat fag. He was just like, called somebody a fat fag.
He said that initial
That's
tweet.
What Zach is saved in my phone as.
I'm talking about the response. Would he apologize? What was his actual apology? What did he say? Pull that up. Because look, if I'm doing a show and there's a woman who I fucking, you know, specifically hurt her feelings, where let's say I say something, I trash her, and she's like, oh, that really hurt my feelings. I guess I'm not above going, hey, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to hurt your feelings, lady.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
You know, like, I'm sorry that I hurt people. I'm evolving and want to continue to do so. My goal is to bring people together and not tear us apart. Much love and appreciation to the Academy. I hope we can meet again.
Meet again.
Yeah. It is a little bit of a bitch apology.
The evolving thing is annoying.
I just don't get why he would step... It would have been such a cool statement if he just had stepped down and not apologized at all. That would have been
or
sick.
I had a problem if he stepped down and said, hey, you know what? If you were hurt specifically by my words, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Adrian Broner has the best one.
What?
The boxer Adrian Broner, he said something that wasn't even that racist. He said, he was like, you call me the can man. I just beat the fuck out of a Mexican. I'm an African who just beat the fuck out of a Mexican. You call me the can man. And Ring Magazine was like, if you don't apologize, we're going to take away your belt. And he was like, who gives a fuck about the Ring Magazine belt?
The Ring Magazine belt.
Yeah.
That was his reply. He was like, who cares?
That's hilarious.
I think he got selected really quickly because it was like an article that gave him bad press. It was like, no one wants to host the Oscars. And I was like, why? Why wouldn't you want to host the Oscars? And then it was just like immediately the internet shows exactly why no one wants to host the Oscars.
It's almost like, why even, I don't even want to get that famous. I want to get to the point where like I can just make a lot of money and have fans and do what I want to do. But the idea of getting a television show or getting... just to be torn down, to become like, I literally have no aspiration to ever become that famous at all. Because there's a real price that comes with being that famous.
Yeah.
There's a real loss of control that happens when you become that famous.
And yeah, Kevin Hart just got in trouble for talking like a black guy.
Like 10 years ago, too. Yeah.
And not even, and very mild comparatively to
most
the way
black guys.
Black guys actually feel about their kids being gay. Mm-hmm. Oh, a black guy, what? My kid's gay? I kill him.
Yeah.
I remember my buddy used to call his uncle his aunt when we were in high school
because he was gay.
He had a
gay
uncle?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
that is the woke Achilles heel for black guys.
But that's the fucked up part.
They repealed gay marriage when Obama ran for president the first time in California because an unprecedented amount of black and Hispanic guys showed up and were like, they had
Prop 8.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
That's why it got struck down.
White people don't want to have actual black people's voices represented. They want to have white voices represented through black people.
Yeah, like a Candace Owens or whatever. Yeah.
That's it. So, the apology sort of, I don't like the apology, but he stepped down. So I'm going to give him a pass. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give him a fucking pass. He stepped down. He said, I'm not going to host the Oscars. And, maybe for whatever other reasons, he put out an apology and that was that. But he still made a statement by saying, I'm not going to host this fucking show.
Yeah.
And I'm not apologizing to host this show. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, and look, the reality is maybe he has evolved as a person. Maybe he truly thinks it's wrong to use the word fag now, right? In whatever context, whether you're trying to be funny or not. Mm-hmm. I don't. I'm never going to say, oh, I've evolved. That was me back then. No. I'm always trying to be funny. Yes, I'm a different person than I was 10 years ago, but you were watching me along the process in comedy.
Yeah.
And, you know, I still feel like you need to be able to use whatever words to express yourself. In a book, in comedy, when you're writing a movie, there should be no words that are off limits. Mm-hmm. I feel like there's a real pushback against people being real now.
Yeah.
And I feel like art is supposed to imitate life, mm-hmm. and that's just not happening at all. That's not the way real life is. And what you see on television is not the way people are in real life anymore.
Yeah.
So,
I just hate people pretending like they don't know what comedians do and what comedy is. Like, everyone's like, how could this happen? It's like, because he's a fucking comedian testing shit out. And,
of course.
And the society changed like crazy.
Well, this is kind of a real ass move. Nick Cannon ended up defending Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
Did you see this? He started
tweeting
old homophobic tweets from female comedians.
Like Schumer and Sarah Silverman and Chelsea Handler.
Yes.
Which is like,
he goes, I wonder if there's any backlash here. And then,
but none of them are hosting the Oscars. I think the main thing is that the only people really watching the Oscars are gay people.
Yeah. Also, it's a thing of like, if you get a job people want, and weirdly, like Oscars is like, oh, when you're a kid, you want to host the Oscars or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, whenever you get a job at people want, that's when they go into teardown mode. Like, it's always SNL or the Oscars.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. I mean, look, the reality is Amy Schumer could very well host the Oscars.
She could,
You know, Sarah Silverman, that's not crazy. I guess she's a little bit. She's not really
Sarah and Amy also kind of pivoted because like I feel like in like 2007 their whole thing was like being super offensive, right?
Yeah, they were trying to be fucking edge lords and they were trying to be one of the dudes and then they became super fucking feminists.
Yeah.
But fuck it. I mean, look, I'm not hating on fucking Nick Cannon. It had to come from Nick Cannon's mouth, you know? Fuck it, I'll say it. Real ass dude of the week, Nick Cannon, give it to him.
Yeah.
That's a fucking sleeper, real ass dude. Nobody saw
that coming.
Yeah.
Nobody saw Nick Cannon.
What a comeback.
Yeah, right?
First funny thing he's done in a while.
Sure, nobody respects him, but we're going to give Nick Cannon a little bit of respect today.
Yeah. Turns out America does have talent.
Yeah, Nick Cannon calling it like it is. Yeah, these girls aren't hosting the Oscars, but it is a fucking double standard, you know? And it's like, you know, Kevin Hart, I thought his original message was pretty fucking nice. I mean, when he initially came out and said, I'm not going to apologize, he said, look, I'm in a fucking great place in my life. I love all people. You know, why is that not more valuable, right? Like, for example, I'll use me as an example because I don't actually know Kevin Hart, but I know myself, right? Mm-hmm. Like, if you talk to any gay person that knows me, any gay person,
they will
tell you that they are not allowed within 30 feet of me for the next 90 days.
And he shouldn't get married.
No, but they'll tell you that I'm not a fucking hateful guy. I'm any gay person that I know really likes me. They like hanging out with me because I'm fucking ball busty and I'm funny and I'm not.
Mm-hmm. Yes, queen.
Queen.
Well, I don't. I don't know. Most of the people that I know that are gay, they're just a little bit more real. They're not putting on a fucking front, so I think that they appreciate it more. Mm-hmm. But there's not a single gay person in the world that would tell you that I've ever done or said anything hateful toward them.
No, you have, but just not because they were gay.
But you can...
You say something hateful towards everyone you know.
But you yeah. can literally hear me say fag or faggot a billion times yeah. over the past 8 years on podcasts. So why is it more important that I'm using a word to be funny than actually just being a fucking normal dude and being friends with fucking gay people and being friends with transgendered people and... just treating them like normal people. It's I don't treat them like they're a special class of citizen. I treat them like they're like you or I.
Yeah.
With blown out assholes.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I think it's actually kind of a weird form of like homophobia, right? It's like the liberal version of like treating them like, oh, you're a black person. I have to act differently around. It's, like that's they just don't want you to act differently around.
It's
them,
uncomfortable.
Right?
It's fucking uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean,
you should host the Oscars, Lewis.
Please. Please. I mean, it's just not even mainstream comedy and mainstream.
Wait, like, can we just do a sketch where you are an Oscar, and we'll paint you gold, and you just call people faggots every time they accept you?
And the big fag goes to
which is
Mark Wahlberg. I'll fight him.
Gold in a, like a bodysuit.
Please spray paint yourself gold for this year's Assie
Awards.
Call
people a faggot.
Yeah,
we do need to start setting up the what are the Assie Awards. Is that what they're called? I remember what my award show is called.
Oh, that three.
Yeah, we do it end of the year, don't we?
Yeah, end of the year. We have to start setting that up, by the way, Harrington. Categories and everything.
Now I just want to make that Oscar Speaks video. It's Oscar's opinion on the controversy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What do you think, Oscar? Gay.
this whole
what
thing.
What a bunch of fags.
Can we just use whatever the effect is that they used in Sin City? He doesn't even have to paint himself.
I don't know what.
Oh, yeah, the orange guy.
Yeah.
In that Tarantino scene. That he directed, special guest director.
Real quick, guys, gotta give a special thanks to Infinite CBD, who sponsored me on my entire fucking tour. Infinite CBD was the reason I was able to go out and fucking put together that special. Those guys are incredible. Support them in any way. If you're using CBD products, make sure you guys are buying Infinite CBD products. If you're not using CBD products, you should do a little bit of research because CBD has been known to help people with so many different afflictions, everything from anxiety, you know,
insomnia,
pain. Arthritis. If you guys do a Google search on what CBD can help with, you will see that it helps with hundreds of different disorders. It is being regarded as a miracle drug. It is the non-psychoactive chemical in hemp, okay? So it doesn't get you high. It's not weed. It's not THC. It doesn't show up in drug tests. It's safe to give to pets and fucking children. This is not a drug. I think you have to really make that very clear sometimes because people hear CBD and marijuana and they go, wait a minute. It's not that, okay?
Also, those apple pie gummies are the most delicious.
They're delicious. They taste candy. You can eat them as candy. They're fucking unbelievable. The asteroid candies? Ugh.
I would eat 400 of
them.
They're
so fucking good. They shouldn't have made them taste that good because I'm going to...
Yeah, because I take them before bed.
Overdose on fucking CBD, okay?
Yeah. No, it's impossible to overdose on CBD, Lewis.
That is also true. Look, InfiniteCBD.com is the website. These guys have the purest, cleanest form of CBD available, highest quality CBD available, and they have a bunch of different ways that you guys consume it. So they have the pills. They have the topical lotions. They have the isolate.
The freezing point is great.
The freezing point.
I've been using it on my elbow,
doggy. I use the freezing point every single day, still on my fucking shoulder and my fucking hand. Okay, so freezing point saved my life during the fights. InfiniteCBD.com is the website. Make sure you use the promo code RAP15. Normally we only give you 15% off, but if you use the promo code RAP15, RAP15 at InfiniteCBD.com,
a special holiday offer
up until the end of the holidays, you get 30% off. That's a fucking huge deal right there.
I just bought some at the 15%.
No, you didn't.
I did.
No, you didn't.
I truly did.
No, you didn't.
I did. I used the code.
You fool. 30%. InfiniteCBD.com, promo code RAP15. Save 30% until
doesn't
the end of
bad.
December.
Doesn't go bad. You can just re-up on it.
Yeah, we'll re-up on it now. Exactly.
All right.
All right, what were we saying? All right. So what is this story right here? Nuns steal $500,000 to go gambling.
Nice.
Sounds like my honeymoon.
Good for them.
Let's see. Two nuns at a Catholic school in California are accused of stealing $500,000 in school funds and using the money on vacations and gambling. Bank records show Sister Mary Margaret Krupper and Sister Lena Lang of St. James Catholic School in Torrance have been embezzling from the school for 10 years. God damn. Krupper, who retired as the school's principal earlier this year, handled all tuition checks and fees. She allegedly withheld some checks and deposited them into an account only she and Chang knew about.
Wow.
While investigators found the two gave some of the stolen money back to the school, the rest was used for their personal gain.
No big deal, though, because still not the worst crime committed by somebody that works for the Catholic Church.
Yeah, in comparison.
And by the way, these ladies are definitely a couple.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you think they're just two... Dikes.
Definitely lesbians.
Thelma and Louise. Crazy fucking vacations. dyking out.
No, they're just split in a room.
Yeah.
Just two gals who like being friends.
Yeah. Well, I mean, good for them. I don't know. I don't really have an issue with it, you know?
They stole from the church?
Yeah.
They stole from
the church. The church, the church is stealing from fucking people.
Yeah.
You know, my aunt to this day, my 78, 82-year-old aunt, great aunt, Anne Marie, she goes to church every week, and she's given them $5 every single week for her entire life.
Yeah.
Since she was, like, fucking, you know, a kid. Like, she was going to church, and she it's fucking crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Her whole life, this poor
lady.
Yeah,
she doesn't match for inflation. What a cunt.
Yeah.
$5 for $5 the whole time. That doesn't mean shit anymore.
80s. I mean, we're talking about fucking, you know, she's 82.
Yeah, she could at least she used to be able to see a movie for that $5. Now it's like, what the fuck is the $5? Who cares?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You greedy old bitch.
Yeah, I got no problem. Look, you get caught, you get caught. You know, that's that.
Let's go beat out of the shit out of this stingy broad. Lewis, what's her address?
Let's shake her down for the Lord.
Yeah. You just got $5?
Did you grow up religious, Chris? Was your family
My grandmother was very religious. My brother's still religious. I kind of was not. I was like, I'm not going to do this.
Yeah, when did you ever really believe in God?
I don't know if I believed in God more that I was like scared of going to hell for a while.
Well, that's a big Catholic thing they do.
Yeah.
For sure.
Is they make you feel guilty for even thinking about it possibly not being a reality.
Yeah.
So you, like, anytime I'd go, like, maybe God's not real, I'd go, oh, shit, I'm going to go to hell. And I'd literally shut down that thought. And it's a fucking crazy trick. They're like, well, if you don't have faith.
Yeah.
You're like, that is like, it's what you do with children. It's literally how I deal with my son, because I say to my son, like, one of the kids in school told him that Santa wasn't real.
Yeah.
So then I was like, well, you know, Santa doesn't visit him because he doesn't believe he's real. It's the exact same psychology, but adults believe that, which is fucked up.
Confession is fucking wild. You know, it's basically you take kids to therapy, but the therapist says, yeah, that's all your fault, and you should feel really bad about it. Now go pray. That's fucking crazy.
That is actually, I never even thought about how fucked up confession is, because you're right. It's a form of therapy.
Yeah.
It's like talk therapy. If people that aren't Catholic, that didn't grow up Catholic, they don't know what confession is. Maybe they do, maybe they don't. I don't know. But you have to go in. You confess your sins.
You suck the guy off
to a priest. Yeah. He's in a
the curtain comes down when you put a dollar in.
Yeah,
he starts dancing.
It's just one of those like magic like psychic readers.
Yeah. You try to come on the window, and that's that. That's what I would do with
an Arab guy comes in with a squeegee.
That's what Ian Fidance is doing right now.
I just realized, like, I'm thinking about that now, like, what a creep I was, because I used to go to some of those porn booths in Times Square before porn was like readily available. When I first started coming to the city, I used to come in off of Port Authority, and right next to Port Authority, there's those jerk off booths.
It was just like, I've been on a bus for so long, I have to jerk off.
I gotta get
now.
One out. So I'd go into one of these jerk off booths, and there'd be a sad Dominican girl just fucking rubbing her pussy in this booth, and the window would come up, and you jerk off. And I, like, dude, I mean, I almost wish there was video of it, because I remember I used to just, like, jerk off looking at this girl angrily, and then I'd come onto the window. I'd come onto the window. So you just see, like, the ropes hit the window, and she has to just, and I'm sure every guy tries to do that. That's, like, the fucking, you're trying to get it at her. Like, it's just fucking, like, you know, like, when a gorilla runs up to the glass at the zoo?
Yeah. You basically
and then
throw
jerks off at a Dominican girl.
It's like Resident Evil when they come at you and you have like only a few bullets.
How creepy though. You're just like fucking and then
I was talking to a buddy of mine who used to do that all the time, and he was like, yeah, it's like they have a mirror in front of them. I was like, you really think the jerk off booth's sprung for two-way glass, you fucking idiot? Of course it's just regular glass.
No, maybe they did have a mirror though, because they don't have to look at the guys.
It costs way more money.
Yeah, but these girls have to just like look at these sad guys with their ugly fucking dicks and
jizzing on the windows.
She
looked pretty sad, right?
It was all horrible. Yeah. There's nothing hot about it.
Really? The fact that they turned that building into LOL New York, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
How it possibly got sadder.
It makes sense.
Yeah. Everyone's in there like, can we go back to the jerk-off booth?
Yeah. The Dominican lady serving drinks.
I guess this is
she's closing the show.
Yeah.
I do that over a check spot there, I think.
Yeah, that was before there was porn. You know, that was it. There was the jerk off booths. Mm-hmm. I mean, there was porn at home, but I it was a while I was living in hotels in like the early 2000s where I'd buy like DVDs or like magazines.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That was like the last time.
You were living in hotels?
Yeah. Are you a taxi driver? Like, what the fuck?
No, I would just.
Okay. Catch me if you can.
I was always good at making money, but I was never good at like. Getting the right things.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So,
but like not nice hotels, like those shitty 42nd Street hotels.
No, not terrible. Okay. Not like
those? I feel like those are really expensive,
$150 a night. Something like that.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
I know. Yeah, yeah. But that's why I was paying like an insane amount of money.
So you're
I was
making a lot of money and then just paying it out. Like,
but yeah, I didn't have good credit. I didn't. I didn't have the furniture. I didn't have everything you needed in order to go get an apartment. Mm. So I'd be stuck in between, and then for like a month, I'd go live in a hotel.
Holy shit! That's crazy.
But yeah, I remember in the one hotel there was like internet in the lobby, so I would fucking go down and then I would like look at porn in the lobby and mentally remember
and, like,
it.
Run upstairs, but you still had a hard time.
Yeah, yeah.
It's great.
That's awesome.
It was a hard time, man.
Literally.
Yeah, I mean, I had a fucking dog in one of those hotels. It was fucking crazy. Sport. When I got Sport, I was living in a hotel. Literally living in a hotel when I got a Jack Russell Terrier puppy.
Was that nice to live in a hotel?
A Jack Russell Terrier puppy?
These were not, no matter what he's saying, these were not nice hotels.
Yeah,
it was pretty nice, man.
This is not even a Marriott courtyard. Like, this is below that.
Pretty decent, man. No, it wasn't that nice.
I'm just picturing Lewis with a hard on having to vault over somebody passed out in the lobby.
The hotel's just the jerk off booth.
Well, there was one of the hotels was the Manhattan Broadway Hotel. You could probably look it up.
Okay.
Let's see if you could find that. It's on 38th Street. That was one of them. That one was kind of shitty, but it wasn't like a fucking crackhead hotel. Look.
When you went in to check in, did the guy have to drop the key through a fucking slot? None of these hotels.
Not like that. No, this was a decent hotel.
Lived in one of those for like 3 years. I'm not judging you.
This is the Manhattan Broadway Hotel. Is there pictures of the inside? I'm sure there's like a
$109 a night.
Oh, you got your continental breakfast and go-go curry downstairs.
Yeah. In fact, when I was living at the Manhattan...
This isn't awful, though.
When I was living at the Manhattan Broadway Hotel, very small rooms, little small rooms.
It's a business hotel.
No, it's not. This is actually way nicer. They're making it look substantially nicer. But you know it's not good. Look at the sheets. There's no consistency in anything, right? Look at this blanket. This is just some fucking...
There's a microwave in that one room, though.
There's no consistent... Like, there's a microwave in some rooms. There's not a microwave in other rooms.
Yeah.
This is just the best they can make it look.
Yeah.
It's a fresh paint job. Mm-hmm. But think about it. That's fucking everything. Mm-hmm. That's the entire fucking room. That's everything in there. Really small, very tight.
Well, they have these like, weird business hotels in Midtown where they'll be expensive. Like Marriott has them and all. Where you literally walk in, onto the bed. Yeah, there's a toilet. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah. I stayed in one of those when I was visiting New York for the first time. It's crazy.
Club quarters is like that.
Okay.
Club quarters is very tight. I've been to a bunch. In New York especially, even you get some really nice expensive ones that are just nice hotels. I stayed at the Mondrian, and the fucking rooms were crazy.
Yeah,
it was like $500 a night.
Wow.
It's crazy. So I lived in that hotel for a little while. It was $150 a night. Asians, they were super cool, dude. No security deposit. That was the thing. There's no security deposit. Mm-hmm. You come and you can pay weekly. So I think you save like $25 a night if you paid weekly.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
What was that?
Also, something to clean your room every day. That's awesome.
Yeah. That's actually the cool part. You just fucking...
Yeah.
Open your door, you throw garbage out into the hallway.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. If you're ever like, if I was ever like really rich, I don't think I'm buying a house. Like, I'm just staying in nice hotels.
Oh, I would love to just live in a hotel.
Yeah. Really? If you were really rich, you wouldn't buy a house?
Really, disgustingly rich? I might have a house just to have it. But like, you know, it would just be nice. Like, yeah. Well,
you want to have things that are yours. You want to fucking put your fucking in my house, flag really in the ground and go, this is mine.
That's true.
So that's why. And then to be honest with you, if you're that rich, you're not cleaning up after yourself.
That's
true. You're going to have maids. Like, that's.
But owning a house is a pain in the fucking ass. There's always something.
Not if you're really rich. If you are stinking fucking rich, it's just not a pain in the ass. Because the same way you would call the fucking hotel lobby and say, hey, send a guy up to fix the toilet. You're just calling a fucking plumber. You have a person that I would hire somebody to, like almost like a maid or a butler type that would take care of everything.
A constant butler.
That one that would just, they're there, and then if something breaks, they call the proper person. It's their job to make sure that my house is fucking perfect. Mm. I stayed with my friend Michelle in LA, and she has a live-in maid. Couldn't be any more fucking worth it. This bitch, literally, no matter what... Anything that is made dirty at any given moment, it's cleaned up right behind you. It's fucking incredible.
Lewis instantly became Crazy Eyes Killer from fucking Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah. Dog.
Yo, delicious. Pick this shit up.
Doggy, I'm telling you right now, and she hates us. We show up, because what happens is she lives there, and when Michelle's friends come into town, they take this Mexican lady's room, and Michelle kicks her out. And she's like, oh, you got to go find a place to stay for a couple of days. My friends are coming into town. So she's just like cleaning up after us, but then she's got to leave as we go fuck in her bed. She hates us so much. But I love it.
She's a live-in maid in only a two-bedroom house.
It's Lewis and Kim's daughter from the future. There's a time portal.
No, it's like a 4 or 5-bedroom house. Okay. But yeah, she's got two kids. She's got a fucking...
Okay.
Yeah, so it's...
She's her servant's quarters.
Where does she go?
I don't know. I think she's got some like
$150 a night hotel.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Times Square Marriott.
But yeah, I would love that. I would love to have just enough money to like not have to ever clean.
Put someone up.
Yeah.
You just want a slave.
Kind of. But I'll pay him.
Yeah. Okay.
That's not a slave then. It's
$50 a shift.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that would be really, really nice. But living the idea of living in a hotel, you hear about people doing that. Like there's an old lady who lives on a cruise ship currently. Like her husband died and they love taking cruises. Mm-hmm. And now she just lives on a cruise ship. And she's a rich old lady. She inherited millions from her dead husband.
That seems so exhausting. Just like, because cruise ships are like casinos, right? Basically. Like,
yeah, but there's other ships. You just eat. I've never been on a cruise ship.
Yeah.
A cruise, it's fine.
You just get fat off like all the.
It's really fun if you're hanging out with a bunch of friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It feels like an escape. Yeah. You get into stupid shit. You fuck some old cruise ladies. It's great. You know,
right after her husband died, she decided to move on to the boat.
If you want to get laid, look, woman pays $164K a year to live on a luxury cruise ship.
What is she getting out of that? $164K
per year isn't even that much when you consider $164,000 a year. Think
if
about
that's all you're spending, if it's all inclusive.
If it's all inclusive, I mean, you live in a big, beautiful fucking room. You have servants.
Yeah.
You're eating and drinking.
It's not crazy.
That's how much it costs to live in New York.
Yeah.
This is the fucking lifestyle of a person who's doing good in New York. She's not even great.
89 cruises. Pretty good. That's so cool. That's so crazy.
Did she stay on one cruise ship or did she have to like shuffle off onto another one?
I don't know.
Because that just seems fucking troublesome.
She's just ready for purgatory. Yeah. You know what I mean?
She sold her 5-bedroom Fort Lauderdale area home on 10 acres and became a permanent luxury cruise ship resident after her husband died. Mama Lee, as she's known aboard the 11-year-old Crystal Serenity, has been living on the 1,070-passenger vessel longer than most of its 655 crew members, nearly 7 years. Can we see pictures of the actual boat? My husband introduced me to cruising. Mason was a banker and a real estate.
Yeah, he did.
Every one of us. That's why he died before. Yeah. He was out cruising.
What if that's just...
He died of complications from cruising.
Where you been, husband? I've been out cruising. What's that? It's a ship thing?
Her husband, who had pneumonia the last 20 years of his life.
Who jerked off in front of Lewis in an Equinox.
It's just kind of, you know, it's not... I would rather do like a nice resort. I don't want to be at sea.
No.
You know?
I'd get seasick.
Yeah, it's fun. I'm gonna probably do Shiprock this year. I've done a bunch of cruises; they're fun. But
is it like an older crowd? Like, is it older people or like?
Yeah, a little bit.
It would have to be at this point, right?
Yeah, I mean, to go on a cruise, to spend the money to go on a cruise, you have to be a little bit older because it's kind of expensive.
Yeah,
and no kids want to do this.
Yeah,
it's not like something that a kid would want to fucking do.
And you have enough free time to like. 5 days, right, or whatever.
Well, any vacation is 5 days, you know. I'm just saying, specifically a cruise. I don't understand the mentality of somebody who chooses that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm trying to do a vacation. I'm dying to go on vacation again.
Where are you trying to go?
I'm garbage. I do the same thing every time. I want to go to Jamaica again.
I'm going to Aruba. I was there like 2 years.
When are you
going
to Aruba?
The end of the month.
Well, you should have just went to Jamaica with me.
I had already booked Aruba.
You're a bitch,
girl. I wanna take.
Lewis calls me. I was just like, I just booked a hotel. In Aruba. Like, I just...
Cancel it, doggy. Do you know how much better Jamaica is?
I don't know. Aruba's pretty good.
And fuck a hotel. I'm doing a...
You're doing like a cabana thing. I will go next winter with you guys.
It's called a... what are they called? They're a villa.
Yeah, whatever.
Cabana. Shannon, look up some fucking Jamaican villas right now. I might book this shit right now on the show. I need to get the fuck out of New York.
It's cold.
Look up Jamaican villas.
You got all these dates coming up. You're going to Uncle Vinny's. You're getting out of New York.
Look at this. Jamaican villas.
Oh, that's pretty good.
You rent, they give you the entire house for yourself, and you have slaves.
See,
they really do.
Hold on. When you call me and pitch me on this, you did not mention the slaves, Lewis. Yeah. This isn't my fault.
Listen, you get your own house. They give you a cook. They give you a driver. They give you a groundskeeper.
Okay.
They give you, you don't need to do anything. Okay. And it's private. Mm. These are like crazy expensive ones. If I had to guess, these are like $10,000 a week.
Those look nice as fuck.
Yeah. We're going to do a little bit smaller. Shannon, can you look up prices? There's like a website.
Maybe not use the word villa, just Airbnb Jamaica.
No. Villa is what you want, okay? Because the villas have the actual slaves.
Right.
You need slaves.
It's just one guy. He changes the color of the beads in his dreads. It fools Lewis.
But it's fucking crazy. What you do is when you get there,
this is his alternate costumes. It's DJ for Super Street Fighter 2.
You go to the market with the cook and you plan out your menu for the whole week, and they get you fucking weed. You have a private beach. You just skinny dip all the time and fuck and eat. It's the best.
Sounds like pure id. Yeah.
You want to make a selection? How many bedrooms?
Well, let's see. If I was going to go with another couple, let's say Chris and his girl were in a couple, we could do two bedroom. Mm-hmm. Two bedroom, $900 a day, $400 a day, $400 a fucking day. Let's see the $400 a day one.
That's $100.
No, let's go bigger. Come on, $400 a day.
That's
me
nothing.
And you together. Yeah, let's go $450.
All right, so
no,
you're right. No, all right, fine.
Let's go $600 a day. Let's go.
Where is there six a day one? $543 a day. All right, let's see Montego Bay. All right, let's see. Bienvenue.
How long is the flight to Jamaica?
Like 3 or 4 hours.
That's
nothing.
It?
Nothing.
Doggy, dude, Bermuda is pretty sweet. It's an hour and a half flight.
Read down. Look. It's a 4-bedroom villa, fully staffed, located in the prestigious Spring Farm neighborhood, 2 minutes to golf courses. That's not exciting. Panoramic views.
I would love to see you golfing, though.
Sparkling Caribbean Sea, and is one of the most popular villas in Jamaica.
It just devolves into me and Lewis driving carts at each other.
Yeah, like, just
so
sword
quickly.
Fighting with clubs.
So quickly.
The 2 acres of private lush. Wait, the 2 acres of private lush. I can't see. On the other side. Can't see. Tropical gardens. Can you do me a favor? Can you guys read it? Because I can't. You're making it small enough to where I can't fucking read it.
I'm just trying to get the whole thing on the screen. Where
yeah,
are you
read
at?
It. Read it, Shannon. I want to hear about this one.
Devoted staff, which includes cook, butler, housekeeper, laundress.
Slaves.
Who works as
a laundress. That's a slave. What is a really nice way
those,
to say
like,
slave?
She's using one of those metal things.
Now play me a song on that, on that washboard, lady.
Complimentary membership for the luxury villas, Jamaica residents. For the beach club, golf enthusiasts.
Is there like a Bowflex though? I'm gonna need to stay swole.
Doggy this.
Yeah. CrossFit Jamaica villa.
Let's see bedroom configurations.
The Taibo guy is there. Yeah, he's one of the. He's your laundry.
This is $543 a day. Okay, between four. What, Arrington? What?
You're only getting 2 of the 4 bedrooms, so you're probably going to be paired up with another.
Oh, fuck that!
Two
no, we're paying $1,200 a night.
Private. No, I don't want that. Here's the problem. Okay. I don't want to share it. It has to be a private fucking villa. I've done the
special
research.
Special didn't even come out yet.
Yeah. You can
Lewis
get them.
Lewis is like a king.
You can get them for $4,000 to $5,000 a week easily. Mm. Like gorgeous ones with private pools, private beach. I'm telling you right now. So this is just this website, the way that they do it. I don't know. But
$571 a night for this.
$571 a night.
That's for the whole thing. Oh, that's pretty nice.
You get a private pool.
It's not on the beach though. I need it.
No! Hold on.
Let me see, baby boy.
I had no idea you were balling this much, Lewis.
Ooh, it's not that much.
Look at that.
When you think about it, $543. And think about this: $600 a night between four people. It's $150 each per night.
It's
that's
two
nothing.
It's two people, Lewis.
Yeah, my girls aren't paying, obviously. Yeah. But I'm just saying, when you break it down, $150 each per night is not a lot. Yeah. You buy the airline tickets; it's $400 a pop. You have to buy the food. Like it doesn't come with the food. You have to actually buy the food, but you spend a few $100 by going to the grocery store, get alcohol, everything's set up for the week, and
our slaves are cooking the food.
Cooking the food, and you can literally set it up where at 9 a.m. breakfast comes out, 11 a.m. snacks fucking come out. Okay. You have like bacon wrap, fucking whatever at this time, and it's just nonstop. You can have music. It's bananas. I've done all-inclusive resorts. You spend $1,500 each to have the shittiest fucking food.
I don't want
with these fat old fucking tourists that you know. This is the way to go. Anybody's
at designated times. I don't do that shit. I'm
doggy,
going to a restaurant.
Like. My agent is the one who actually told me about this. He did this on his honeymoon. He was like, oh, you're going to Jamaica? He was like, dude, you got to do a villa next time you go. I was like, what is that? And then I started researching. Mm-hmm. It is the best fucking value. Mm-hmm. If you're going to go just two people, it ends up being a little pricier. Mm-hmm. But if you do two couples, it's comparable to any fucking all-inclusive resort, period.
Oh, that sounds tight.
Yeah. And better. Better. And private. We can swing. We can swap chicks.
That's what all this was leading to. It was just one big pitch to Lewis just trying to swing.
Or we can get our slaves to fuck our chicks and like we'll just like watch and jerk off.
We can like bro up.
I love the idea of the guy ramping up with the pitch and then just hard left turn.
Hard left turn, baby. He loves the hard left turn.
Not even the sweet into. And then you know maybe we can swing. It's just like
that's
this
what I call my
deal.
Cock. The hard left turn.
Yeah, dude.
Let's book it right now and we're swinging. Okay.
I'm just saying, doggy, that is the way you take a fucking vacation. I'm thinking about right now. I'm literally going to book it as soon as we get off this show. I'm so excited.
I'm excited, too. I'm not even going.
Ah, I love Jamaica. It's the best, dude.
Jamaica.
I'm going to cry. I love it. It makes me so happy. Shannon, what are you talking shit over there about?
We're just saying how badly we also want to go.
I know. I feel so left out.
We should have it's like not a that expensive. Trip.
It's not that
we just had one.
Can everyone afford it? If we, I swear to God, I don't need
a big
to be.
House.
I don't need to be private. Okay, if you guys all wanted to do a fucking trip in a month or
I
two,
really do.
We can all go. I don't give a shit. Okay, but, we got to swing. We're all swinging.
I have
fucking
nothing to switch.
Spitting on each other's genitals. International fucking
Shannon,
laws.
I'm gonna fill your villa with crickets.
That's what we call when Dick puts or Zach puts his dick inside of anybody's pussy.
That's a bad Ian one. Shows up at the trip.
That was a bad one, but give me my fucking drop. It was great. It was. I stand by that joke.
Take the special last night. We're starting from scratch.
Yeah,
really you had all his material.
Yeah, that's how you work out new stuff.
Is that Ian? Ufidice. Ooh, he's over. He's over.
Ian is canceled.
Where's the best place you've ever gone on vacation, Robbie Goodwin?
Oh man, I just went up to Portland, Maine, in a cabin. It sounds like this fun.
Cut
village.
His mic. Portland, Maine. Okay. Good. We have Fidice. Ian. Ian Fidance. Ian Fidance.
Hello?
Ian.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, can you hear me?
Barely.
Nice of you to join us.
Yeah. Hey, listen, man. Sorry to put you out. I'm off my meds. I'm headed to see my doctor. I couldn't make it today, okay?
You're off your meds?
Yeah. There was a mix-up. My pharmacy gave me the wrong medication.
They gave you the wrong medication. So that's why you couldn't make it in?
What?
Hold on. Should I wait until you get your medication before I tell you about your 3-month banning from all things Gas Digital, or would that make you suicidal or whatever the fuck you have?
I really don't care, man. So, sorry I couldn't make it in. And, I congrats on your special. I gotta run, okay?
I hate him.
I thought that was going to be.
I hate him.
I'm so bummed out.
I just really feel bad.
I don't feel bad for him. No, I don't feel bad. No, time out. Don't let him fucking do that. You think Ian gets to fucking ruin the mood with his real sadness? Fuck him. Fuck him and fuck his disease. I don't give a shit.
I guess I've only seen him manic. You know what I mean?
Like, oh, yeah, true.
I'm sorry. You know, so that's who
it
Ian
threw
is.
Me off.
So
it threw
hold on.
Me
that's
off.
Who Ian is in real life. That I don't like real Ian. I don't like real Ian. What do you want me to say? You know?
He's funny.
Good. I'm glad he's not here, and I'm glad I'm banning him for 3 months, because God forbid he doesn't have
his... I hope he's still on the line.
...fucking meds.
That's incredible that made you double down.
He's going to fucking come in and be like, oh, I don't really care, man. I don't have my meds, so what am I supposed to do? Fake it. Do I get to fucking act like a psycho when I don't have my meds? Yeah? All right,
yeah,
I do.
I think
but
so,
I still
yeah.
try to fake it, don't I?
No.
I'm
no.
not on my meds right now.
You just smoked a blunt.
I haven't been on my meds in fucking a month.
What, Adderall?
Yes.
That calms you down, though, if you're not on
Never
Adderall.
Never felt better. Really, really doing good with this whole anger management thing. You know, the Adderall wasn't helping. It's really weird when you have two different psychologists telling you different things. Conflicting advice. Is that legal? Can I have two different psychologists give me the exact opposite advice?
Yeah, no, it's fine, Mr. Presley.
Am I even allowed to see two different psychologists?
I don't think you are. Or psychiatrists?
I'm seeing one psychiatrist and one psychologist.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's everyone does yeah. that.
But the psychiatrist says, yeah, meds. And the psychologist is like, dude, stop putting fucking speed into your body if you have anger management problems.
Mm-hmm. So wait, you stop putting speed into your body and now you're having less anger issues?
Yeah.
You're too sluggish to be mad?
Yeah, you don't need Adderall, I feel like.
I do have a lot of focus issues. I have major focus issues, mm-hmm. you know.
That shit amps you up like crazy, though, and like makes you stay up all night.
But so does my fuck. It doesn't make me stay up all night. I sleep better on Adderall because I have like really bad ADD.
My doctor told
me like I was never getting like I was so distracted. I was never getting like real REM sleep.
Okay.
So when I first started taking Adderall, I was going to sleep for like 12 hours, like deep, like hard sleeping.
Wow.
And then he was like, well, it's because it's the first time you've ever like been able to just have your mind be at rest when you're lying down. You're not just going all over the place.
Yeah.
So I have like really, really, really bad ADD. And I've messed around with a couple different medications have worked. So I might switch it up and see if there's some other things that'll work for me. But
is like you can't take Vyvanse. It sounds too much like Fidance. You're fucked.
Yeah, Vyvanse.
Doc, every time I start to fall asleep, some lady knocks on the door and says, housekeeping.
But yeah, I mean, I think the anger management, that's not true, because I've gone off Adderall and I've gone on different medications and I've gone back. I've always been angry. Before I was ever on any medication, I had anger problems. This is since I was a fucking kid. So it has nothing to do with that. It has nothing to do with the alcohol. It's not like weed calms me down. I'm an angry dude. And when I see something and I feel like I'm wronged, I see red. And what I'm doing is I'm recognizing that moment where I'm going, oh, wait a minute. I step out of myself and go, you're doing that. You're thinking you're justified in being angry right now because you're wronged and you're seeing red and you're about to fucking flip out. And I step out and I go, no, stop. What are you doing? It doesn't matter. I actually, you know, pull up the video of this chick. I'm going to do this tonight on Skanks, but we'll talk about it here. The Australian girl with the Uber driver who flipped out on the Uber driver.
I saw this.
Yeah, I think it was on World Star. Mm-hmm. I watched this and I'm like, I literally went, I was like, I've been this person 1,000 times with an Uber driver. I mean, probably as
she's
bad.
She's yelling about being a half hour late because he can't follow the GPS, right?
Yeah.
That's the thing?
Yeah.
She flips out.
And I'm looking at it, I'm like, oh, this is embarrassing. Like, it really is. Like, I'm watching her, I'm going like, shit, I've been that guy before. And if somebody had videotaped me, it would be a fucking embarrassment. What's because it? I get really shitty when I feel like I'm justified. And I'll feel like I'm justified for something as simple as an Uber driver making a wrong turn.
Wow.
So, pull up this video.
What's the craziest shit you've done in that state?
I just scream, you know, or fucking yell or fucking... I mean, I think I told one driver one time, if he makes a wrong turn again, I'm going to kill him. It's like, if you make another wrong turn, I'm going to kill you.
What's your rating?
4.5. Actually, that's really low. And
I have like 4.65. How am I? That's crazy.
Because to go down like even 0.1, it takes a lot, I think.
Yeah. Because everybody just hits the 5.
Yeah, to get down to 4.5, you have to be pretty bad. I actually had somebody deny me an Uber ride a few days ago.
Really?
I got a message saying, your rating is too low, I won't take this ride. And then they canceled it and sent somebody else.
Jesus.
Yeah, you should have seen what it did to the next driver.
What'd you do? Yeah, you took it out on him?
No, I didn't really. The next driver, this is actually true. I was like, hey, what's up? And we're driving, whatever. And then when I'm almost home, I was like, actually, you know what? Just pull over on this corner. And he goes, wait a minute. It's like, you're Lewis from Believe You Me podcast. I listen to it every week. Huge Believe You Me fan. So then I started even thinking, like, fuck, dude, what if I was shitty to this guy?
Yeah.
You know, just because I'm in a mood or whatever it is.
Right, right, right.
And now it's like a fucking fan that I'm, like, being shitty to. And then I started, like, even feeling bad about that.
Yeah.
But play this video with this Australian broad.
Do what? You went the wrong way. Why are you going to the Sunshine Coast? This is why I catch Uber, because you don't know what you're doing.
Pause it for a second. Also, those old GPSs aren't. When you see somebody pull out like an old GPS, it makes me so angry. I'm like, dude, just you have a phone.
You have a phone.
What are you doing? And it takes so long for them to type it in. Oh man, I'm getting anxiety watching her. And I'm feeling for her right now. I almost feel bad for her
because
I know
the
she's
buttons
going
take longer to press. You know what I mean? It's like
a
lag.
Yeah, it just sucks, dick.
It's like old tech too.
You're trying to tell me you picked me up and you're a cab driver and you're telling me to get out because you don't know where you're going.
Because I cannot find
you don't know where you're. I've put it in the GPS, so follow the GPS. What's so fucking hard? What's so fucking hard about following the GPS?
I'm 100% on her side.
I mean, give him the middle finger behind his head. Kamaruka. She hates him so much.
Oh my god, it's Kamaruka. Who can't spell Kamaruka?
Pause it.
I can't.
I don't know anybody who can spell Kamaruka.
But I mean, if you're from a place that has a street called Kamaruka, maybe.
Maybe.
I can't spell Kosciuszko, though.
Yeah.
Kosciuszko.
Yeah. Barely spell it. Say it.
So she goes on to shit on this guy, just nonstop, just screaming at him. Keep on going. She's actually kind of hot, too. When you see the picture of her,
yeah, I'm getting turned on.
Are you K.A.? Meant to be at my destination 30 minutes ago.
She looks at a watch that doesn't exist.
But no.
On her own camera.
Yeah.
Look at her. She's cute, though. Yeah.
I swear to God, if you get lost again, there's going to be a lot of trouble. So make sure you know where you're going. Swear to fucking God.
I mean, this could be dialogue from a conversation that I've had with the cab driver. Australian. This is like...
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, my name's Scott. I'm driving a taxi.
Look at her. I'm literally going to flog this cab driver. Look, she's cute, though.
Is she Asian?
Seems so
Australian Asian.
I don't give a hot cunt. I don't give a fuck about you or him. I don't give a fuck about no cunt. How would you feel if the cab ride was meant to be 10 minutes but turned into 50 minutes and you still have to pay her? No, you wouldn't be happy, would you, you fucking slut cunt?
She's talking to people on her thing. Look at her.
She has single-digit IQ.
I just want to kiss her on the mouth, though.
Oh, yeah.
And she's doing, like, bunny ears, and she's still bitching in the voice. It's great.
I will talk to you like you're a fucking piece of shit on the road if you do this to me.
Shit on the road?
If you take me a 15-minute cab ride, I will fucking talk to you like
shit. Is this Nanette,
too? Because, in reality, if you're a cab driver, you should know where the fuck you were going. Fucking hell.
Say, every street that he drives past, what even are you? What even are you?
I love it.
Ah, yeah.
There we go. You got it. Dude,
okay, I've been that. I've 100%. But when we were trying to go to fucking Edison, I've been that mad.
Dude, I've been so mad. I mean, I watch cab drivers, where I'm watching on the GPS and I'm looking at it, I'm going like, okay, there's a turn. He's not taking it.
Yeah.
What's he doing? I just watch, and then it goes, dude, and it makes a sound where it resets, and then it fucking reroutes, and there's another 10 minutes added on.
I'm getting raged because that happened to me.
I've lost it on cab drivers for taking the GPS though.
Like, instead of listening to you?
Yeah. I was leaving Ralph's once, and I had to get to Brooklyn, and this guy's like, I'm going to take Broadway to get to the Manhattan Bridge from fucking... Why? I was like, make a left on 2nd Avenue. He's like, no, Jeep, this is Waze. This is Waze. I was like, I really didn't. I didn't, but I was going to say a lot of racist things about Chinese people. Yeah. But I was literally like, dude, I've lived in this fucking city my entire fucking life. How long have you been here? Make the fucking left. And as soon as he made the left, it was just a bunch of cars parked, and it looked like it was traffic, but there was just taxis picking people up, and the fucking shit dropped 6 minutes. I was like, see?
Yeah.
I always just trust Waze. I always trust it because I would rather, when a cab driver goes, oh, I've been driving here forever, I don't need GPS, that is one of my biggest pet peeves. Because now at this point, if you make a mistake, sir, and I'm sitting in traffic, and I have no idea that this is, whether or not this is the best route, right? Mm-hmm. At least with Waze, I can say, hey, you know what, you're following this,
right.
You're not accountable. Yeah. Just follow this fucking route, dude.
Yeah.
Sure.
And if something else happens, then it's not even an issue. But I've been that angry, and I have to fucking stop myself from losing my shit on cab drivers, specifically because...
Or just put on the bunny ears.
Yeah. The fact that she put the filter on while she's, like, ranting is so unhinged.
I like her.
Mm. Yeah. No, me too. Now, I was back in the suburbs, and there was this guy. It was, like, very simple turns, no traffic, and he's an old guy, so I felt so bad, but he had his phone with the GPS on in his lap, like he didn't even have it on the dongle thing, and he missed every single turn. I was like, oh, you missed another turn there, buddy. Yeah, I was just, like, seething. I still gave him $5 and a tip just because, or 5 stars and a tip just because, like, hey, he's, like, 70 years old driving for Uber. I hope he's doing this for fun.
Yeah,
Jesus
but you
Christ.
Can't you can't give him that tip. You gotta give him a 1 star.
Yeah.
You have to let him know.
I was seething. I was like on Facebook Messenger with my friend, like, you don't believe this fucking guy.
I'm better though. I really am getting much better. Mm-hmm. I've just been catching myself more and not allowing myself to fucking flip.
Well, it's
out.
Not gonna get you there any faster. If anything, it's gonna make that guy miss more turns.
Oh, yeah.
He's on edge now.
You kinda like gotta kinda cede control. That's my issue for sure.
Yeah, it's a real problem. Gentlemen, I got to talk to you really quickly about the Ridge wallet, which I fucking love. Let me see your wallet, Robbie.
Okay, here we go.
Let's see your fucking bitch
ass
wallet.
I just switched it out, actually.
This garbage, dude. See, this problem, you switched it out, and this is fine, okay? But even look at this, okay? You're opening your wallet. There's cards all over the place. It's very sloppy. It looks very disheveled. You got cash. What is this? You got a fucking... get 5 cuts, Manny's barbershop.
Yeah,
it's bad, dude. Look at this car. The way the car is all fucked up. Okay, so Robbie, look at this. This is my Ridge wallet. Okay,
whoa.
What this is? It's basically two titanium plates that are held together with this little band right here, which is a money clip right here. I don't have any cash in it right now, but you put your. You know, let me see a bill.
Okay.
Let me show you how much neater and cleaner my... And then, Chris, give me your wallet as well.
No, absolutely.
Give me your fucking wallet.
Just get
I'm
robbed.
I'm
going to
show you the difference between my wallet and Chris's wallet, okay? So I have the Ridge wallet, which is the size of a credit card. You fit your cards right into this little slot right here. It's nice and neat. It goes in the front pocket. You don't sit on this big fucking hunk of shit in your back pocket.
I'm a front pocket guy anyway.
I know, but look at that big hunk of shit. You know how dumpy it makes your dick look because you have that hanging in the front? It looks like you have a big, lumpy, fucking cancerous dick. Let me see that.
Everybody loves a
this
big,
is like
lumpy,
the full
cancerous
spectrum.
Dick.
Look at this. Look at the difference here. I mean, what would you? Who seems to have their life more together? Can we take a picture of this? Can we, Shannon, can we please get actually get it on camera here? Because this has to go out on the Instagram. Whose fucking life seems more together? Chris or me? Chris, or me. This is it, okay? It's nice and simple.
The one who didn't have to borrow cash to put it in your wallet.
I need a dollar.
Look, when you want your credit card, you just pop it out like that, nice and simple, comes out, okay? Slide it, nice and done. Slides right back in. Very slick. I feel like a ninja every time I pull out my fucking wallet. Go to RidgeWallet.com and see the difference, okay? It's a really, really nice, slick wallet. It's also the last wallet you're ever going to have to purchase because they give you a lifetime guarantee on it. So if it breaks, you can get a new one. Mm. This is the perfect gift for the holiday season. I'm telling you right now, if you have a father, an uncle, a dad, a brother, a fucking boyfriend, girl, whatever it is, this is an amazing gift. Go to RidgeWallet.com right now. And when you go there, make sure you use the promo code RAP. You can also click the link in the episode description that is RidgeWallet.com/rap. If you guys go to RidgeWallet.com/rap, use the promo code RAP with the link in the description. You're going to save 10% off your Ridge Wallet. This is such an amazing gift. Anybody who gets this, they're going to fucking love it. I promise you right now, it's one of my favorite things that I own. RidgeWallet.com/rap. Use the promo code RAP. All right, let's get back into it. So this is kind of a fun story. This is from Newsweek. Florida man arrested after Kohl's job interview for allegedly stealing Nike shoes as a gift for his mother. Pull up this story. Is there a video of this? A job candidate hoping for a position at a Florida Kohl's was arrested this week for allegedly stealing two pairs of shoes from a department store immediately after his job interview. Scam that Jew. Dominic Breedlove, age 24, of Hudson, was detained by officers from the Hernando County Sheriff's Office on Wednesday. He told deputies the items were a gift for his mother. That is, that's a good little lie to try to get a little bit of like,
yeah, my mother wears this size 13.
Yeah.
My mom loves Jordans.
Yeah.
Law enforcement was called to the Kohl's department store on Spring Hill by a loss prevention employee who had allegedly spotted a shoplifting in progress shortly before 4 p.m. Breedlove entered the store around 3:20 and went to the human resources department for a job interview. After he was leaving, he walked to the shoe department and searched every pair of Nike shoes for a pair without a security tag. After finding a suitable pair, he went to his car and got a bag from a previous shopping trip. The suspect went back into the store, picked up the shoes, and walked to the customer service desk where there was a queue. Whoa. Okay. Well, you know, good for him. Shoplifting is another one. Another crime. From a department store? I got no problem with it. Mm. You know? Just don't get caught. If you get caught, that's that. You know?
Yep.
But if you can,
Mr. Breedlove, please.
Yeah, Breedlove. Yeah. What are you gonna do?
I got caught shoplifting once.
Did you?
Yeah.
Ooh. How'd you get caught?
Twice. I mean, Jesus. This was back in college. I was like, I had kind of a problem, but
We all had problems with shoplifting.
Yeah.
I'll still shoplift. I got no problem to this day. Depending on what the situation is, if there's too long of a line at a store.
Yeah.
Doug, if there's too long of a line and I'm thirsty, I'm walking in, I'm drinking it, and I'm walking out. I don't know what to tell you. I'm not waiting.
That's the part I like.
I'm not waiting.
Just throw a couple bucks on the fucking counter and walk out. That's what I'd do.
I'm not even doing that much, doggy. If the security stop me, I tell them, like, dude, look at that line. Fine, I'll pay. You got me. They can't actually arrest. Could they arrest you if you were like, all right, cool, you got me, I'm going to go pay? Is that actually like a crime at that point?
I think so.
Yeah.
If you aren't outside?
But if you just start yelling.
What if you aren't outside?
If you just start yelling and you're like, I'll fucking pay. The guy will probably just let you pay and let you leave.
Also, you can sort of go, if I ever got caught, which I've never been caught doing that move where you just drink it and then leave.
Yeah.
I would go, oh, I'm sorry. I'm literally getting money from my car. I didn't have any money on me. Yeah. I apologize. And then they go, wait, what? You're stealing. I'm like, no, I'm getting money. I'm paying right now. What are you talking about? If the cops came, like, I'm paying.
Yeah.
There's no crime. I'm fucking paying for this.
Yeah. I almost got like expelled from my school for shoplifting from the cafeteria. I had to like go talk to like the registrar and stuff. Yeah.
Why? What happened? How'd you
I was like shoplifting from like the school cafeteria or whatever. And the guy just like kept seeing it, I think, and like knew. And one time he caught me like red handed and he was like, I am not going to let you off with a warning. I'm going to like tell fucking everyone high up. And like,
who is this? Is this a student?
No, it was just the fucking guy who like managed the like cafe or whatever.
Some fucking asshole.
Yeah, I got so scared I like called a lawyer. I had to talk to like the dean of admissions and he was like, well, this is fucking bullshit. This guy, you know, he was like, whatever, just like don't do it again or whatever. But it was like really scary for like 3 days.
What school did you go to?
Emerson in Boston.
Oh, yeah, I know Emerson.
Yeah.
So it was like a real thing. Did they contact your parents?
My parents heard about it. Like, fucking, I called my
Cereal and candy bars and shit.
It was a muffin. Yeah, it was just like a fucking, you know, it was just like whatever. It was like
your
nothing.
Your parents were probably so annoyed that it was something as stupid as a fucking muffin.
I know. That was the funniest part. Like, you won't believe it. I might get expelled because of a muffin.
Now, here's the thing. Did you have good parents where they were like, I'm very disappointed in you, Robbie. I mean, what are you doing? You're stealing muffins. We've raised you better than this. My mom would have fucking, would have gotten mad at the school for wasting your time.
Yeah, I think it was a thing of like, they were like, all right, this is stupid you did that, but the retaliation is so retarded. Like, yeah. You have to go talk to the dean or whatever. Like,
yeah.
This guy just had it out for me and just like tried to exercise. He was trying to play fucking policeman.
It's also just it's a fucking business. Like, all right, so dude, if I'm stealing, get me in trouble, call the cops. What do you want me to do? It's like, it's sort of a separate thing. It's not really a school thing.
Yeah.
I don't think that stealing a muffin from your school cafeteria should be something that can get you suspended from school or expelled from school.
Yeah.
I think that should be simply like, okay, well, what's the local law?
Yeah.
You got to do community service for 6 hours because you stole a muffin.
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
They should have made you get up and make muffins.
Yeah. That would have been an adorable punishment.
Yeah. Have you been caught stealing before, Chris?
I mean, I must have. I'm trying to think. My uncle caught me stealing a bottle of wine from our restaurant and gave me shit for like months.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks when you get caught stealing from somebody you know.
Like, I was working all day washing dishes, and I stole a bottle of wine. I was like 14 on the way out.
Yeah.
And he was just like, you're stealing from your family? I was like, you guys paid me $30.
It was fucking Italian. Yeah. It's like old Italian way of thinking. It's like, you're stealing from your family, from your blood.
It was so fucking bad.
You fucking come to my house, you steal my wine.
I actually almost got caught stealing from the bookstore at Kingsborough Community College because they used to have like a slot above it. And I should just toss the books over that and go around and pick them up. And I got caught I just bounced.
One of my Scam That Jew scams, which to this day would probably still work, was I would just go into the bookstore at I had a CUNY ID, so you used to get into any bookstore in any city university, right? Mm-hmm. It was like 25 city universities in New York.
Yeah.
So what you would do is you would just go into the bookstore, take new shelves off the book, beat them up a little bit in an aisle, and return them where you could sell your old books back from the previous thing. So I would just literally just walk in, grab like 5 books, stomp on them and a thing, and then walk out with $50.
That's also how Lewis reads.
I don't get this word.
But that was, that's how I made money. I mean, I would do that probably 2-3 times a week for my first year of college when I went to Baruch College here in New York City. So I just made my weed money, you know, $150 a week, $120 a week here and there. Little scams like that was always, but that's straight up like, that's stealing basically.
That's a hustle though.
Yeah,
I would not think to stomp on books for profit.
No, it was actually one of the most enjoyable ways I've ever made money.
Yeah, I'll bet that you did it for the love of
fucking
just fight books.
Fight books.
You didn't do it
paid
for
to
the
do
money.
It.
Yeah.
What? Are you kidding me?
Yeah. You did it for the love of the game, like comedy. Yeah. You love the process. You're very process oriented.
They said there's no money in beating up books, and I proved everybody wrong.
You're like Tony Robbins.
Yeah.
for degenerates. They said you can't beat up books for cash. Well, look at me now.
They, did I ever get caught? I got caught once stealing a beer. Like, it was a beer on a hot summer afternoon when I was like 23, something like that. I was selling real estate at the time because I remember I was in my real estate, like, garb and I hadn't made any fucking money.
Okay.
So I'm just wearing like a fucking, like a shitty, ill-fitting
bad suit.
It's a bad suit and just fucking, it's hot as hell. It's a summer day. Nobody's renting these shitty apartments for me. And I'm like, dude, I have no money. I was like, I just need a beer so bad.
Yeah.
I just want to,
he looks like a disheveled version of the guy from Hitman.
I stole an Anchor Steam. I remember it was an Anchor Steam. I fucking
classy.
Pocketed it and I was going to walk out with it and they fucking caught me right as I was walking out. And then they were like, yeah, you got to come back and you got to take a picture.
Yeah.
And we won't call the cops. And I was like, well, how about I'm going to give you this beer? I'm just going to walk out. We're going to do neither of those. Because I talk about it in my act, actually.
Yeah.
I knew this. This is all true. But in New York City, they can't put their hands on you. They can't grab you. They can't touch you. It's against the law. They cannot touch you. So they have to verbally detain you. They have to verbally say, come back to the back of the store and take a picture. And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Suck my fucking dick.
Yeah.
You're not touching me. Take the beer. I'm not going to run out. And like, I think maybe if you have the product on you, there's like, I don't know exactly like the laws, but they can't actually just grab you. So I was like, no, I'm not taking a fucking picture.
Just threw a beer at him.
And I was going to be like one of the Puerto Ricans. You see in stores in the hood, it's like, it's like the wall of shame of like,
oh, yeah.
People have shoplifted from the store.
Yeah.
And it's just like, and they make you hold up the thing you shoplifted. So it's just like me with an Anchor Steam, an asshole. That would be.
Cheers to crime.
God damn.
There's a picture of me like that in a Duane Reade.
Is there no.
Is it really?
What did you steal? You
eyeliner. And it was a guy in a Scarface shirt. And he's like, man, where's the girl? And I'm like, what? He goes, that you stealing his makeup for? It was the most.
He had a hold up.
This is actually for me, sir.
And not only that, they took a picture of me, and then they copied my address off my license and sent to my house an $80 restocking fee.
For eyeliner?
They sent. I didn't live there. They sent it to my mother.
Your mom paid
Just
it?
Just put it back.
Oh, it was the worst.
Yeah,
I got caught stealing sushi from a supermarket. And they took me back.
Took a picture?
Yeah, well, no, they just scanned. They took a copy of my ID.
Ooh, yeah. And said you can't come back ever again.
They said I could come back, but they have my, like, if you do it again.
We were watching you. You paid for that sushi, young man.
Yeah, the funniest part was I was underage and I had a wine bottle, but I put it back and I left and he was like, you're lucky you didn't steal that fucking wine bottle or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got, this is actually recent.
What type of romantic fucking picnic were you going with wine and sushi when you were 14?
I'm a classy fucking kleptomaniac.
Yeah, I got this Boone's Farm in this Rite Aid avocado roll.
Who's this lady you got this wine and avocado roll for? It's for me.
No, I got into it. I walked in. This is actually like 3 years ago. It was definitely,
this is way too recently.
It wasn't even stealing. Like, I walked into a Rite Aid after like the blue laws kicked in, and they were like, you can't buy this 30-pack. And I just threw $40 on the counter and said, go fuck yourself.
Hell yeah.
What are the blue laws?
That's a good
like, you know, you can't
move.
Buy booze
beer
after.
Clock.
Yeah, yeah. The beer stops. They stops on beer after time.
I didn't know there was a.
Yeah, so I just.
Like that
is that New York?
Yeah, I mean, I think they just retroactively got rid of them. Okay. Like, but so I just threw $40 on it. So I wasn't stealing. I was just like, shut the fuck up. And I just walked out. Yeah. This kid ran. He found me two blocks down. He was trying to impress the girl. He was like, you have to come back to the store. I was like, I'm not going back to the fucking store.
Make me.
And I was like in front of a crowded bar, and I put the thing down. I goes, I'm not going back to the fucking store. I'll give you this back because you fucking chased me down, but give me my $40 back.
Of course.
He's like, I'm not giving you $40. I was like, then you're not taking this fucking beer or we can
not
have a fight right now.
Yep.
And he gave me the $40 back and took, like, I was like,
I took
fine.
The beer. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, at that point, who gives a fuck enough? Yeah. Like,
because the security guard saw me do it and just, I walked past the security guard, I looked at him, he was just, and then this kid, I think he was just trying to impress the checkout girl, so he chased me down.
Who would do that? Like, who would, so you're like a big dude, like, you're not fucking like, the job's not worth it ever at any point. I was a security guard when I was like a bouncer rather at like a shitty like college bar where I grew up, and I got fired because I just wasn't willing to be violent with like kids that I grew up with.
Yeah,
right.
Like, you have to be willing to just fucking hit these kids in the head when they're acting stupid or drag them out. And I was just like, I literally knew a lot of these kids from like middle school. And I was like, I'm not going to fucking.
I don't want to fight these.
It was like, I was like, there was getting into fights and I'd be talking to them like, dude, just chill out. And then my boss came one day. He was like, dude, if you don't fucking hit them in the head with this flashlight next time they act up, you're fucking out of here. I swear to God. And then I was like, yeah, I'm not going to do that. And then he
was
like
free flashlight. Bro.
Okay. Yeah. Well, no, that's, I feel like it's not a good method for like.
Dude, this guy, his whole job was opening bars, having them shut down because of underage drinking, and then opening up a new bar. This was his whole business plan. He would smash and grab. This guy opened up a bunch of, I have no idea how this worked, but he'd open a bar and eventually would get raided for underage drinking because it was all high school kids. This place was packed to the brim, nonstop, 7 nights a week, packed from fucking 10 p.m. to 4 a.m. with high school kids getting obliterated.
And you were in high school.
I was 19. I was 19, but we had like wet t-shirt contests. We were straight up high school girls.
Oh my God.
Yeah, hot. I'm talking about fucking.
Wait, is this guy still doing this?
Yeah.
The one girl
this
that
sounds
won.
Horrible. Where's the bar?
There was a wet t-shirt contest once. We were
what time
it.
Did they open?
Dude, there was a maybe.
What are you guys doing after this?
Yeah. This girl couldn't have been more than 16 years old, little white chick with no titties, but hot, smoking hot fucking chick, like really, really hot chick, slutty girl, but she couldn't have been, she had to be 16. There's no way she was a day over 16. And she was in a wet t-shirt contest, and it was her and this other big booty, big titty black chick. I'm talking about this, and this chick could dance. This chick must have been like a stripper. This big black chick, dude. And fucking, it was down between this, and this little fucking scared fucking little tittied fucking teenage girl's kind of doing this with her titties while people are super soaking her.
Oh my God.
And this black chick's just smacking her ass into the ground, like fucking booty clapping.
Oh, that's great.
White chick won.
And you
They gave it to the white chick. They were like, yes, she's a child. Give it to her.
Yeah.
$100.
And she deserves it.
But they were
point.
All children, too.
It was all high school. Like I said, the
it was a bringer wet t-shirt contest.
The entire place was high school and college. It was like college kids, but it was, I'm going from like 15 years old to like 20. That's all that was in this entire fucking place. The bartenders would get arrested. They'd raid the place. Bartenders would get arrested. It wasn't on him. It was on the bartenders. And he would pay the bartenders legal fees. This is actually how it worked. Because I remember one time they all had to go to court. And he would pay their legal fees, but also kick them like 10 G's to shut the fuck up.
Whoa.
And be like, dude, like every time they got in trouble, they would suck. They'd spend a night in jail, but then he'd kick him like 10 G's because he was making, like, it was nuts. The amount of money this guy was fucking making. And that's how he kept on, he'd get shut down eventually. But then I guess you're still able to get a liquor license somehow.
Probably just through another investor. You know what I mean?
I think maybe at the time it didn't fall on the liquor license. It fell on the bartender that was serving the alcohol. Got it. I think that's how it, like, he was circumventing.
He's probably also
system.
Paying people off all that, right?
Probably. Like, yeah. It was called Whiskey Charlie's. It's not there anymore, but that was the name of the place. It
more
was
like
called
Risky Charlie's.
Yeah. It was bad, dude. It was fucking. I just remember it was such a crap. One of the biggest street fights I ever saw ever was in the parking lot. And it was, I mean, I'm talking about, like, for no reason. Just 30 kids fighting each other.
Holy shit.
It wasn't even a reason. There was just kids fighting to fight.
Because the bouncer was too much of a pussy to break it up.
Yeah.
Lock the door.
He's shining a flashlight under his face to try to scare them.
Guys, come on.
Ooh, if you don't go home, you'll be in trouble. I'm telling you, man. I remember this one kid was just ground and pound. This white kid was ground and pounding this black kid, like straight up ground and pound, like UFC style. It was the most violent thing I ever seen. Like blood on his hands.
Jesus.
And they were throwing bottles at each other, just pegging each other with bottles. It was fucking. And that's the suburbs. It's a different type of fucking boredom or violence or whatever it is, where it's like they would just do it to do it. I think in the city, people don't just fight to fight each other.
No.
There's a point where
it happens,
think people do that.
But
yeah.
I think we're used to being on top of each other so much that if that was happening a lot, it would just happen too often. If that was in our culture to like fight because we were near each other, we would destroy ourselves. So we've sort of learned how to commingle in this like smaller environment with, you know, so many people on top of each other. Whereas in the burbs, you know, it's a little bit spread out. You see some fucking dude who mean mugs you. You kind of have time to sit on it and think about it. It's just a different, slower type of environment.
I think there is the boredom element too. You kind of want to start crazy drama shit.
Like you want to, you also want to, because you're from, you know, I grew up in an area where it just wasn't very special. So you're sort of looking to fucking stand out in whatever way you can. So you get all goth kids are from the suburbs.
Totally.
Or fucking, you know, you have like, it's like it becomes your identity. So you just get some fucking rowdy, crazy kids that are into drugs and fighting because it's like, oh, that's like something that I can have an identity with. You know, if you're from New York City, you grew up in the Bronx. That's kind of like an identity in itself. And you hear a kid that grew up in the Bronx, you're like, oh, shit. Like, that's like, there's something about that. You know, when you hear some kid who grew up in the fucking boondocks, you're like, well, what is it? What, is there anything else? You wrestle? All right, cool. You're a wrestler.
That's back when drinking was an identity too. Just like, dude, I drank a beer and everyone was like, that guy's fucking sick.
Time's at beer o'clock. That's what time it is.
Yeah.
That
I got wasted last night, guys. Ooh, tell us more.
13 beers.
Yeah.
3 vodka sodas.
This guy sounds cool, actually.
2 shots of whiskey.
Ooh. 2 shots.
Remember when you used to list everything you drank? Mm-hmm. First few times, you used to list it all?
Oh, yeah. 4 beers near the fountain, dude. Fucked up.
First time I got drunk, what did I drink? Drunk.
I drank Malibu. I puked it out immediately.
First time I got like hammered, it was definitely Bacardi Limon.
Hell yes, dude.
Definitely drank a half a bottle of Bacardi Limon.
Jesus, how old are you?
I was like a fifth. I don't know, probably 16. That was like the first time I ever got like hammered.
Yeah.
First
I remember
I hammered. I was like 12.
Like, I was like in school puking. Like,
yeah.
Just fucked
Whoa.
Up.
Yeah. I remember feeling I was a late bloomer with drinking because everyone else had like drinking stories. But now I realize it was probably of like 2 of the only times they'd ever drank in their whole life. Right.
Yeah. I drank like until I was 21. I only drank like maybe 3 or 4 times ever.
Yeah.
Really?
Because they were all so bad. Each time they were such a, it ended up so bad. The first time I ever got drunk was a New Year's Eve party when I was 12. I was in the 8th grade.
Oh, yeah. I had a New Year's Eve. Like, I think I drank a bunch of vodka. I remember I ate like rigatoni and vodka sauce. It was like vodka and vodka. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
And then just puking up everyone. Orange.
That's great Italian logic.
Yeah.
But I was.
Hey, you just got vodka? Get more vodka.
I drank a 40 and then a bunch of wine coolers, like a bunch of peach schnapps wine coolers. Oh. And just fucking got obliterated. Got beat up by a gang member, like a 19-year-old gang member that night. Got taken home by the cops.
From schnapps?
He was like, hey, look at this fag drinking schnapps.
Yeah, for real. Like, he was like making fun of me because I was like a kid and like being sloppy and drunk. And then like I was trying to like ball bust back, but he took it serious. And then he just beat the shit out of me. And
Jesus.
Yeah, that was the first time then. Yeah, I got taken home by the cops. And then the next time
was your first time you got taken home by the cops?
This is my first time getting home by the cops and the first time.
All right, first time drinking. That sucks.
Yeah, and then the next time I was like 16. And I mean, we tried to catch up. My buddy Dave Green's older sister, who I was like in love with, Liz Green, she was so hot back in the day. she was fucking just, she was like a senior, I was a freshman. It was just like, she'd walk into the room and like Dreamweaver would start playing in my head. And I just wanted to impress her so badly. So they were drinking screwdrivers. And I mean, literally a screwdriver to this day, I don't think I could drink. I think it would make me sick.
Mm-hmm. Just that's orange juice and vodka,
orange
right?
juice and vodka. Yeah. And I chugged like 13 of them just to impress her. We're like, we're going to catch up.
Oh,
they're like,
no.
Because they're seniors and they're like, I think they're so cool, but they're like, we've had 9 each. They're counting and shit. And we're like, oh, they're so cool. We got to catch up. So me and my buddy Dave started pounding them back. And I mean, dude, yeah, I had ate this like red velvet cake, like because I'm a fat kid too. I'm just like a fat kid, like lose. I'm like eating red velvet cake, thinking it's just awful. And I just
wait. You thought the red velvet cake would impress her?
I'm like, you want some of my red velvet cake?
Oh Jesus, dude!
And then I drank all this, and then I puked. I mean, violently puked.
Still not as embarrassing as the red velvet cake.
12 hours straight, but I puked red velvet cake.
Okay.
Because I had eaten a lot of it. So it's just red chocolate chunks going everywhere. And this is some crazy shit because it was my friend's, I was at my friend's place, and her parents knew we were all drinking. It was the parents that were cool with like kids having a party at their house. And this was a really dangerous fucking thing because I was I probably had alcohol poisoning. I was hungover. I was drunk all day the next day.
Whoa.
I ended up staying at that place at their house all day the next day until like late the next fucking night.
Yeah.
And I mean, you figure these parents, they were risking so much. Like I could have easily fucking been really, really hurt and they're not really there. It's like they're there upstairs partying with like their friends or whatever. But the kids are down there, and there's not really much supervision.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like, oh, well, you know, I'd rather them do it here instead of out there. It's like, no, I could have left. Nobody really gave a fuck. It wasn't like a big deal.
That was a weird move.
Yeah, that was really bad. So then I just didn't really want to drink that much. It was these experiences where I was getting sick and puking and fucking getting taken on by the cops.
It sounds like you went a little too extreme too quickly for your, like, first couple times or whatever.
Good. Then I was really, like, straight edge until I was, like, 18. I didn't smoke weed or anything.
Damn, really?
Did you think that was going to impress girls too?
Yeah, hey, like I don't do anything.
I got X's on my hands, girl.
You guys want to do math?
Yeah.
Zach,
I got X's on my hands and cream cheese icing.
Yeah, I want to think that you kept up the red velvet cake move. May I interest you in some red velvet cake?
All right, let's.
I baked it myself because I got plenty of time not doing anything cool to learn how to bake.
I made it when I was drunk on screwdrivers.
Let's fucking. We'll wrap this one up in a second. We'll get some questions going.
Give me a fucking answer! 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 Give me a fucking answer!
I'm asking you for the answer. It's a question!
All right. If you want to join the conversation, just hit me up on social media at Gomez Comedy on Instagram, at Louis J. Gomez on Twitter. Duke End wants to know on Twitter, Doggy, what weekend is Skankfest 2019? I want to book my hotel. It's not an official announcement, but I will tell you right now, we are looking at the Friday, Saturday, Sunday after Father's Day. When is Father's Day this year, Shannon? It's June something.
June 14th?
Is that?
How do you know? That's my guess. I don't know.
June 14th.
If it's June 14th, I'm going to be.
It's pretty incredible if it is.
I'm going to get some 16th. Red velvet cake.
June 16th. So the following weekend, what are those dates? The Friday, Saturday, 25th? Sunday. Wow, I have three people in the production booth looking at a fucking calendar. Nobody can just simply do the math. I hate everyone.
Can't do math. 21st, 22nd, 23rd.
So we're looking at the 21st, 22nd, 23rd. We have not officially booked it yet, but that is what we would ideally like to do.
Same venue?
Yeah, same venue. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the venue last year was fucking incredible.
Yeah, it was great.
So don't go and book your fucking tickets yet, but that's looking likely. Once we solidify everything, we will announce the dates. You know, usually right around January, February, around that time, we announce the dates and everything. But if you guys want a little bit of insight, it's looking like we're going to do 3 full days, all day Friday, all day Saturday, all day Sunday. So we're upping the ante this year. And
also no like pre-party at the creek, just all in that one.
Be all that bizarre. One venue, but we're gonna start on Friday during the day and go straight through.
Okay,
so more Skankfest, baby boy. Let's see. Shot the God wants to know, what's the strangest thing in porn that isn't porn that you've jerked off to? Strangest thing you've jerked off to that isn't porn.
know.
When I was a kid, I used to work at a hair salon. It was really hot girls that worked at the hair salon. And one time I picked up a pube off the seat after a really hot girl went in there. And I put it in my mouth and I jerked off with her pube in my mouth. That's probably the strangest thing I ever jerked off to.
Yeah, that's got to be it then.
Yeah.
It's going to have me beat.
Especially because who knows whose pube that was. It might not have been hers. It could have easily just been some dude's pube.
It might not have been a pube.
That makes it hotter.
Yeah. No, it was a pube.
Some dude's back hair.
Dog, it was a pube. It was on the toilet seat. It was puby.
Oh, Jesus.
It was a pube for sure, dude. Oof. What?
I don't think I'm beating you.
Nobody's beating that. I jerked off with a stranger's pube in my mouth that I just imagined was this hot chick Eileen. Oh, she was so hot, though.
Come on,
there's,
Eileen.
There's no
that's what I was thinking while I did it.
Come on, Eileen. I'm eating your pube. Suck on my hair.
It tastes pubey.
Moving out pubic hair.
Yeah, that was probably the weirdest thing.
Was Eileen hot?
Oh, my God. Oh. Wowza. This bitch was fucking retarded. She used to wash my hair. Like, she was a hair, like one of the hair washers. She was my mom's friend.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to literally just sit there fighting off a boner while she just rubbed my head, like, softly. I was like, oh. To this day, I would leave everything. I'd leave my family for her right now if I could find her.
Yeah.
Oh, my
God. What's her last name? I bet we could find her on Facebook.
I don't know her last name.
It's so funny how close your childhood was to, like, a Greek hedonist. Like, you're just, like, eating red velvet cake, getting your hair washed, fighting off boners. More, please. No, let me suck on these pukes.
I'm
know
trying
why.
To figure out of my version of this that's not admitting to a crime.
Yeah. What, the weirdest thing you're jerking off to?
I got some bad ones. I got... They're all crimes.
What?
They're all crimes.
Say none of them.
Sleeping girl near you.
Say none of them. Say none
of
them.
None of them.
Zach's not talking about any of these, okay? Yeah, I think that's the strangest thing.
Mine is the Louis C.K. article.
Oh, shit. Let's see. Anybody else? Anybody else that makes anything interesting? Let's see. Massive Hawk. Will Gats Digital be pursuing a show with Gavin? I guess Gavin lost his CRTV deal.
He did?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess so.
Damn. That's
no,
crazy.
No, we're not pursuing a show with Gavin. Me and Gavin aren't even friends. We're not like, yeah. I mean, Gavin is a special type of talent. But no, we're probably not pursuing a show with Gavin. I wish him the best of luck, though. I don't know exactly what happened over there. But
you should fight him next for your next, in the ring fight.
He wouldn't want none of this.
I would love to see that.
He
so
wants
bad.
None of. Nobody wants any of this, dude. I don't even know what to tell you. I'm looking for a fucking next opponent. I've got to find it.
Yeah.
You know?
Luis J. Gomez, leftist hero, beats up Gavin McGinnis.
What if I do Luis J. Gomez versus Luis J. Gomez? Sort of like.
I'm kicking my own ass! He's not going to see what's coming.
All right, look. We're going to wrap this one up. This has been a fun show, as always. Robbie Goodwin on Twitter, right?
Yeah, at Robbie Goodwin.
At Chris from BKLYN.
Yep.
On Twitter at Zach is not funny, at Luis J. Gomez, at I am Shannon Lee, at Shin the Chin underscore. The Chin underscore. I remember it at this time. Yeah, guys, thank you so much once again for coming out last night. It was really so much fun. All kidding aside, it really was a very, very special night, and I'm very excited for you guys to see the final end result of Luis J. Gomez Presents Luis J. Gomez, and look out for it probably sometime around March or April. So thank you so much. We will be back on Wednesday with who, Shannon?
I don't know yet.
Ugh.
Ian Finance is available.
Nope,
he'll happening. Be back on his meds by then.
I got my meds, dude.
Okay, bye.
That's all, folks.
Hey, guys. Thanks for listening to today's show. As you know, we have 20 amazing shows here on the Gas Digital Network, including No Disrespect with my good friends Mike Vecchione and Justin Silver. These two guys have one of the funniest fucking shows, period. They put more work into the show and more preparation than any other show on the network, and I love them. I think you guys are going to love them as well. So check out this clip, and if you like them, make sure you guys go subscribe on iTunes and YouTube and everywhere else. Here it is, No Disrespect.
What about a different drug? What about like a little cocaine? What's wrong with
honestly,
that?
Honestly, I never tried coke before because I was like, that would be the end of me. Like, I know for a fact that cocaine would be
the ultimate drug for me.
And
you don't have the nose for it. You have a cute nose.
I don't want to fuck up my nose either.
You don't have the nose for it.
Yeah, but you could put it in your ass, just like these suppositories. Which, you know what? I'm going to put one in my butt right now.
All
right.
Are you going
to
have...
They sent it to me.
Are you going to have an assistant do this for you?
Well, you want to help?
No, I was going to...
Can I get Robbie in here? Can Robbie come in here? Because Robbie's the person who's in charge of the marketing, and he's the one who gets Infinite CBD to sponsor us. So I'd like to show...
Let's get Robbie.
So I think it's important
Robbie can do it.
Maybe we should go to break.
No, I'm not... On this. No.
Because I don't know if our listeners need to hear this.
What?
And I don't know if we should do this in this room.
What are you talking about? We're not going to break on this. Forget
you're
going
to pull your pants down and have...
Oh, we're not going
100% in the room, right?
Do you want to go to break?
Yeah, can we go to break, please?
We're not going to break.
Thank you,
Sean. No break. I'm not going to break.
You're going to stick that up? You're going to stick that in your ass?
Yeah, for our sponsorship. This is a suppository.
Yeah, I understand that. And Infinite CBD is unbelievable.
It's an unbelievable
company. And I'm not against you doing it. Can you go in the bathroom and
do
it? No. We have a female guest here.
So
this
what?
Could get us in Me Too type trouble.
We're not going to get in Me Too. That's fucking ugly guy
she
shit.
Fucking...
Guys that look like us don't get fucking
we
Me Too.
We are fucking good looking
we're not
guys.
Getting fucking
you
Me Too.
It, you raise
we're so good. How good looking are we?
We're really
how
good
looking.
We're very
fucking good looking.
We're
like fucking nines and tens. We're fucking.
I would fuck both of us without a condom.
I would fuck us both without a condom. I would so fuck us without a condom. We're so fucking good looking. We're so fucking... Can I get a scissor, Shannon, while we do this? We're so fucking good looking. We can't get hashtag because we're good looking.
No.
And so I'm going to put this Infinite CBD suppository up my ass to celebrate how handsome we are.
Not on the show.
Sure,
Justin,
I'm going to do it
on the show.
Sure, I'm going to do it on the show.
What if I just say
Shannon,
I want it to be in here?
What? What did you say? You want it to be in here?
It would have been great if you would have put them in the bathroom. Damn it, Shannon!
Okay, this is
that new hairstyle has got you thinking all messed up.
Oh, look, it's a gel.
Some of the
it's
bleach.
A gel.
All right.
So you put the CBD up your. It's a
oh,
gel.
Oh, you have to have somebody squeegee it in.
I'll squeegee squeegee it in my butt.
You're gonna do this on the show.
Sure.
This is against FCC regulations.
This is interesting.
I hope
do you want to go back to the show before
we
this happens?
No, we're not gonna go back
sure.
to the show on
open
this.
Open up. I'm gonna shove this up my butt. It's Infinite CBD. I think it's just sort of a cream.
We are gonna get disciplined by the gas digital brass on this one.
Oh, Robbie, come here.
We're
come in.
Here. Robbie's gonna come in here and do it.
Sure. Robbie is in charge of the marketing.
Shannon, please do not go back to the show.
This
we
is,
have to stay on break.
No, we're not saying this is. Listen, I didn't realize. Come in here, Robbie.
Please go
Robbie,
back.
Robbie, get in here. Come here, Robbie.
Robbie
the infinite
turn your hat
CBD.
Back
the infinite CBD. Rob, come over here.
Next to me.
Right next to me. The infinite Robbie. CBD is a cream. I didn't realize this. It's suppository. So, just to show how much we love these products. Can you shove it up my ass?
I don't really want to put it up your ass.
Come here.
I'll watch.
Can you get him a rubber glove or something?
Put it in my butt, please.
Yeah, I think it's all you, buddy.
You're not going to help?
Well, don't block
no.
my screen.
Oh, sorry, my bad. You need the view?
Yeah.
He's got a great ass, though. If I wanted to put something up anyone's ass,
I mean, this is wild.
I cannot. This is unprecedented. Infinite CBD.
I'm just wrestling with my
are
sexuality.
We?
Is that in? Did it go in, Justin?
Your face. Ew. Ew. Go wash your hands.
Right, you're going to.
Ew, you got your one stink finger.
I didn't put that in my finger. No, that's not. I didn't get that in my finger.
Can I give a tissue? Everyone's like fucking very phobic. Oh,
yes,
look, Purell.
There you
can
go.
I have a tissue also?
Purell is the
thank
answer.
You. All right. Well, I guess
this
I don't. Do
great.
I have to even do my ad read now for Infinite CBD?
Infinite CBD
like
is fantastic.
It is fantastic.
I don't know if I
can
would
I
do
can I get
that.
A tissue there?
If you're listening and you're in your workplace, do not
fucking,
do this in your cubicle.
It feels great.
I would
you will
put
get
one
sanctioned.
In my ass.
Yeah!
Before I eat one of the
come
things.
Here, baby.
You would put one in your ass?
But I'm going to go home.
You
want to
put one in your ass?
Do it. I'm going to go home and do it.
Okay, will you write in and tell us how it was?
Yeah, I will.
Okay, great. I think we can come back. But by the way, can I say something? We're really good looking.
We're very,
we're
very
so
good looking,
Mike.
You know, I disagree
we're
with
really
what you just did.
Fucking good looking.
But he makes a great point. We're
yeah.
very attractive.
We're very
wait,
attractive.
Why are you so against what he just did, though?
No, he's not
I
again.
Thought he was going to pull it all the way down and really just go for broke.
Let me tell you something.
Literally
and you know
covered
what?
It feels
in...
great.
But that doesn't set a good precedent for the people who are watching. They think they can. We're role models in a lot of ways. And people are going to think they can do that at work. They're going to get fired.
Can I tell you something? I don't think that you are seeing yourself in a realistic light.
Rosebud, let's take this back up on the
air. All right, we're going to go back. Thank you so much, everybody.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Shannon.
I washed my hands. You're in front of Purell. Everything's good. And
pass me the Purell.
Sure. And we're back, everybody.
We're back, everybody. Thank you for staying with us there. We have some kinks to work out on the podcast, and we do it on the breaks.
But you know what? Sorry about that, Mike. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Can I get shocked, Shannon? I've been interrupting a little bit. You got to get on that a little bit more. You did a great job at that. Ooh, that buzzes.